morning, y'all. Tough week of news. And we're not going to cover any of it the next 4 hours. This is your happy place. Come and put it all aside for just a little while.
I was glad you're not going to go into it, because when we were lighting out bullet points, you're like, tough week for the news. I haven't heard any news. I'm like, really? We're here. I'm here. You're here. Everyone's here. What's up?
It's a busy week, man. Busy week at Rosie on the House, that's for sure.
Well, we are committed to being a happy place. We don't bring all that into this room.
That's right. So come on into our house and take it easy for a little while.
A little cup of coffee. Back porch is good for this morning.
Oh,
ooh, nice.
Man, was it nice this morning. Gosh, we've officially entered the fall, right?
When you can open that door in the morning and you get that little blast of cool air, oh.
Leave the door wide open.
52 degrees on my truck thermostat this morning when I fired up Big Red. It was delicious.
Yeah, man. Well, and the other thing you can do this weekend to relax a little bit is take in your favorite football team. We've got ASU playing Cal, 7 o'clock tonight. We've got U of A at Washington. I'm not sure what time. I've got that as to be determined, but I'm sure they've determined it by now. NAU will be playing Washington? And, of course, the Cards are going to Buffalo. Do you know the last time Larry Fitzgerald was held without a catch in a game was in 2004 in Buffalo, New York? Can you believe that?
That's more.
Every football game he's been in for 12 years, he's had a catch.
And what is there, 16 games that they play? I think there's like 18 weeks, but they have a bye here and there. 16 games over a 12-year season. That's 192 games.
That's a machine.
Well, I bet you he catches one tomorrow.
Shouldn't be an issue.
Oh, man. Hey, I do want to bring one note of caution to you all. Did y'all catch the little bit of news here in the last couple weeks about somebody putting debit card readers on the auto pay at the gas station? Just one more reminder of how careful you need to be with that debit card. Don't pay for gas at the gas station in the little card reader that's out at the pump.
Well, that's even an issue in the grocery stores. For a while there, they were saying there was a trick they could do to put it on the register or the checkout.
And it would read everyone that went through it.
Yeah, so you know what I think the solution is?
Go back to cash?
Cash. No matter what we do, that somebody figures out how to get around it, you know? That's just so vulnerable. Especially, you don't want to use that debit card if you buy anything online.
Be careful with the debit card, really. I mean, that's immediate access into anything and everything you've got sitting in your one checking account. That's the other option. I guess in a defense, you could have a debit card account that just has, that you just put enough money in there to...
For your groceries and gas.
And that's what we do. And the bank, every time, they constantly send us, would you like overdraft protection? Would you like overdraft protection? We don't overdraft, but we don't want that just in case somebody does get it. And
they run up
a bunch of charges that's siphoning off of your other accounts? No.
Good idea.
No, I don't want overdraft
protection.
That's
a good flag. Yeah. Okay. Never thought of it that way.
All right. So be careful with those debit cards. We don't want any of our listeners and friends to fall victim to that kind of foolishness. And
Does that apply to chip, strip, both?
Well, I haven't seen a remote pay at the pump chip mechanism yet.
Oh, that's true.
I think it's time to have Ken back on.
He's due next week.
All right.
Yeah, our data doctor.
We'll get the tech update of the season. You know, we're getting so many phone calls at the office this week, and I finally saw why. I saw a national press release from the National Association of Home Builders talking about the pace of remodeling right now is it's going to $300 billion.
It's a little frenetic.
In the country right now. So what is that? Mike, help me with the math here. 300 billion divided by 300 million. That's 10,000, right? So for every man, woman, and child in America, they're spending $10,000 on remodeling. Or is it $1,000?
You're the math guy.
So you take that and extrapolate.
300 billion?
300 billion.
Are you sure that number's right?
300 billion.
On remodeling.
On remodeling.
This computer screen zeros. All right, I got millions.
Yeah, right,
one,
right.
Two, three. So, divided by 350 million?
Yeah, 330 million, I think, is what the pop. I just round it to 300 million population. Okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that come out to 10,000? Mm-hmm. Count your zeros.
$1,000.
$1,000 per person, every man, woman, and child in America. So extrapolate that to the 6.5 million people that are in Arizona. That's 650 million here in Arizona. And we're getting calls virtually every day with someone on the other end in tears about the money they've lost or the way the contractor has treated them. And we, I guess, if we are true to our vision statement of wanting to be every homeowner's best friend, we're going to continue to take those calls and do what we can. But there is very, very, very little we can do because we don't have any regulatory capacity or enforcement capacity. So I'm asking you all to spread the word to anyone wanting to do work in, about, and around their house, home, castle, or cabin. Just proceed with extreme caution. We're back at a pace where a lot of people are going to start coming into the market. I'm thinking of 5 phone calls we took just this week. Of 4 of them were women in tears about the money they'd given someone to get a job done that has either disappeared or done the job so bad that's all going to have to be completely redone. So
we're all about education as well. You know, if you choose not to use one of our contractors that we've screened for you, then we have resources on our website at Rosie on the House on how to choose a contractor, and even more specific, another one on how to choose an air conditioning contractor, just things that you wouldn't probably think of on your own, and things that you can do, little tricks to guard yourself.
The little trick questions to determine if you have the right person at your property giving you a quote for the work you'd like done. You can find that all at rosieonthehouse.com. You know, we want you to take care of your house so that you can get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. And we are just here. We were talking earlier about that we're in fall now, officially. And that means this beautiful state is about ready to turn all shades of yellow, gold, and red. The fall, autumn colors. If you want a great little resource that I just found, and I have to thank Roger Naylor for pointing this out. The Flagstaff, Arizona website has a leafometer. And it tells you at what state the leaves are in and around the Snow Bowl, in and around the Flagstaff Arboretum, down Oak Creek, right in the city of Flagstaff, and the Inner Basin. Now, right now, I can tell you, if you go to Leafometer, you just go to flagstaffarizona.org. And on the website there, you'll see the Leafometer. Click on it, and it'll take you through each one of those 5-6 locations and give you an indication. City of Flagstaff is just moved from green to slightly yellow. Virtually every other, we have the Arboretum, has moved from the yellow to the gold. And virtually every other one, the Snow Bowl, Oak Creek, Inner Basin, are all still green. So
I'm interested in white.
White. Bring white. On the snow, baby.
When's the powder?
Bring on the snow. What are some of your favorite fall color drives? Heart Prairie up in Flagstaff, of course, got to be one of them. And then right up Oak Creek Canyon's another beautiful one.
Well, right before you drop into Nutrioso there, when you come up, that little curve in the highway, you go up out of Springerville, and then you hit that curve, and at the height, it's just like a quilt. It's every color, yellow, orange, red. It's just beautiful.
And the Willow Fire, of course, Wall of Fire, of course, changed that. But the first tree that comes back after a fire is your aspen tree, which is the one everyone craves for color. So any of that area between Springerville and Morenci, that whole Highway 191, will be a spectacular show of colors. There are areas that I've walked up there since the Wall of Fire. Literally, the aspen trees are growing so close together, so tight, you literally cannot walk through certain meadows. You have to walk all the way around it. It's just that thick. So we're going to have a decade here of some absolutely fabulous color all along that 191 due to the Wall of Fire that burned the whole area. What was that, 5-6 years ago? You also have Ramsey Canyon down in southern Arizona is off pretty area to see colors. And then any and around Sedona. And then how about the north rim of the Grand Canyon? It's a little bit of a far drive, but boy, it's always worth the drive. So there's just a few locations. And again, it's Leafometer. I don't know how many years they've done that. I've just discovered it. Thank you, Roger Naylor from the Arizona Public, for pointing it out. Leafometer, flagstaffarizona.org. And give you an indication of where you need to get out and go. Hey, we've got farmers markets popping up now this time of year. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk about all the ones that Jennifer's aware of. Jennifer schedules her vacations around farmers markets. We've actually gone places where I had to go find her, you know, and I knew she would be at the farmers market and carrying around heads of lettuce the size of basketballs and blocks of cheeses that you have to carry around in a wheelbarrow. Farmers markets, let's give you a heads up on some of the locations we're aware of that are going to be open here. We'll cover that in just a little minute. Stay tuned. The whole 4 hours today, we've got it jam-packed. In particular, at the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Julie Murphy coming in from Arizona Farm Bureau. We've got Steve Kep coming in, teaching you how to read your utility bill at 9 o'clock. And then we'll have open hour where you can call in about any project you're trying to tackle this particular weekend. We got a great interview coming up at 7:30. We'll talk about that right after this.